This is the 4040 Project, a celebration of KBIA's 40th anniversary and a weekly look at mid-Missouri places. About 11 miles northwest of the city of Columbia sits Harrisburg. This is Trevor Harris. I recently motored north to Harrisburg. Before the trip, all I knew was that the town is a great Sunday morning bicycling destination and that they had built winning basketball teams at their small high school. One of the community hubs is the Harrisburg Store. Located at Highway 124 and Harris Street, the store operates in a turn of the 20th century former Oddfellows Lodge. The store has all the essentials packed into four aisles. Shoppers navigate half-size grocery carts past frozen dinners, loaves of Wonder Bread, and school supplies. Outside the store, I met Roy Francis. Clad in overalls and a ball cap, Francis is recently retired from the Boone County Fire Protection District. I asked him what people do for a living in Harrisburg.
Most everybody has work elsewhere. There is a few farmers that farm full-time, but there's very few of them.
Another question for the retired firefighter Roy Francis. What do people do for fun when they're not at work and school in Harrisburg?
There's not much goes on around here. mostly it's basketball and sports.
A mention of basketball from Mr. Francis. That confirms my earlier knowledge about Harrisburg's winning program, but I wanted more details, so I sought out Harrisburg native and boys basketball coach Steve Combs.
The middle school principal. I'm also the high school and middle school athletic director. I'm also the high school boys basketball coach and junior high basketball coach. And also I'm part of the head of maintenance. You'll be fortunate enough to win four state titles. We've won two boys and two girls in the 2000s. You know, it's always been a big basketball community. We just kind of finally punched through and won a couple state titles. And it's been an exciting time with basketball in Harrisburg.
Harrisburg High School has more than basketball, however, to keep their scholars fit. They also offer baseball, track, golf, and softball. Rachel Douglas is a senior on this year's Harrisburg High School softball team. A town resident since kindergarten, Douglas told me about her team's prospects for the fall season.
Last year we got to go to the Final Four and we'd really like to go back. First we have to get through districts and we need to beat New Franklin. That's our competition now, but we have a really big game on Friday against Sturgeon, which are our main competitors.
Harrisburg's 272 residents wishing to dine out but stay in town have one option. If you miss the sign in the window, look for the smoke coming from behind Lonnie Ray's barbecue. That's where owner and head cook Mike Whiteley is preparing meats for the dinner hour. I learned that Lonnie Ray is Mike's dad, and while Mike honored his dad by naming the operation after him, there's a good reason that Lonnie Ray isn't inside working.
He's not a very good cook, so it's kind of the rub is his name's on it, but he's not the one that's cooking. Our barbecue is just kind of reaching new heights, it seems, you know, all the time. And so we get people in from everywhere, from, you know, Kansas City and St. Louis on a regular basis, Springfield, we're getting people in, Columbia, you know, more local, is Columbia, Fayette, Moberly, those kind of places we're drawing them in. And it's mainly the brisket is the number one thing people are coming for, and then our other meats are neck and neck, but the brisket is the kind of our calling card.
If you do nothing else when you're next in Harrisburg, Missouri, be sure to ask them about basketball and barbecue, because these are two of the defining features of Harrisburg. Reporting from Northwest Boone County, this is Trevor Harris for the 4040 Project from Harrisburg.